ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer flying home early from a meeting of European leaders in Ukraine following an attack at a synagogue in the city of Manchester. Police say four people were injured after someone drove a car into a crowd, stabbed at least one man as well. It happened on Yom Kippur. The attacker shot by police. The mayor of Greater Manchester says the immediate danger appears to be over. The government is still shut down. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio is in Washington.
With no end in sight to the government shutdown, the Trump administration is warning it could begin firing federal workers as soon as today. The shutdown could leave more than 750,000 federal employees furloughed and more than 2 million military service members without a paycheck.
An Idaho judge is blocking the release of some graphic photos taken by investigators after Brian Kohberger killed four University of Idaho students in 2022. The judge said other documents will be released. This is ABC News. The first American-born pope asked about a Chicago cardinal awarding Illinois Senator Dick Durbin a Lifetime Achievement Award, even though Durbin is a defender of women's reproductive rights. The pope saying,
"Someone who says I'm against abortion but says I'm in favor of the death penalty is not really pro-life."
And says ABC's Victor Okendo.
In making his point, he then took aim at U.S. immigration policy.
"Someone who says that I'm against abortion but I'm in agreement with the inhuman treatment of immigrants who are in the United States. I don't know if that's pro-life."
The Pope not mentioning President Trump or the administration by name, but White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt responded, saying this.
"This administration is trying to enforce our nation's laws in the most humane way possible."
The Trump administration announcing this week that ICE troops will be at the Super Bowl, including during Puerto Rican-born Bad Bunny's halftime show. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. One of Green Bay's favorite recreation spots is in the spotlight. The Brown County Reforestation Camp is being featured in the Uniquely Wisconsin documentary series. The story goes all the way back to the 1800s when the land was stripped by extensive logging, then tells about how the county acquired roughly 160 acres. Reforested it using inmate labor in an open prison program, and how it grew into the expansive recreation area we know today. The new zoo and adventure park are probably the most well-known attractions, but the Brown County Reforestation Camp features miles of trails for hiking through nature, biking, skiing, horseback riding, and more. The program, titled Restoring Nature, Preserving a Legacy, Brown County Reforestation Camp, was just released this week. You can watch it on Discover Wisconsin's YouTube channel and other streaming platforms. It's also on the Wisconsin Counties Association website. Health officials want to give you a heads up. The flu is on its way and will begin increasing rapidly over the next few weeks. Last week, Wisconsin's health department reported that flu activity was minimal right now, but other respiratory illnesses like COVID-19 are on the rise. Officials are reminding people to make sure you protect yourself. Some basic ways to do that: washing your hands thoroughly and often. Stay home when you're sick and make sure you're up to date on vaccines. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
New faces on the Bucks roster. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA head coach Doc Rivers revealed that when he first arrived in Milwaukee, he told GM John Horst straight up the Bucks roster was too old and too slow.
John knew. We talked about it. I felt strongly that it's hard to win at the pace that we were trying to play at. We still won games and we were good, but, you know, I just felt strongly that we need more speed. We need more guys that can guard multiple positions.
The Bucks training camp now underway. College football. Wisconsin faces number 20th ranked Michigan. Kickoff 11 a.m. Saturday. Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill has already been sacked 13 times so far in just the first four games of this season. That's one more than the 12 sacks they allowed all last year.
Maybe changing up what we do pre-snap a little bit, trying to simplify some things. We know what we're going to see. We just got to be able to go translate it from the film room to the field and from practice to the game.
That's Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill with sports on Mike Clemens.
Green Bay weather. This sunny, warm, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days, but we will feel a lot more like fall by next week. Today, though, sunny, high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
This diamond ring, Gary Lewis. 59 degrees, 6:07, Thursday, October 2nd for the calendar challenged.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. So if a friend I know, say hello, would I still see suspicion in your eyes? But here we go again, asking where I've been. You can't see the tears are real, I'm crying.
Yes, I'm crying.
We can't go on.
Talking about hometown stuff, Green Bay stuff, 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 WGBW. Dan Marcus, good morning. At 6:14 and a half, that half is important to somebody who's got to be somewhere at 6:15. Another day of multi-state keywords coming your way. Seven total before the day is out. That's seven chances for you to win $200 and gold jewelry, green and gold. And everybody who enters, whether you win the daily prize at the end of the day or not, or should I say, or no, you're qualified for the grand prize. Now, normally you have to win one prize to win the grand prize. No, we want you to win. We're trying to find ways to make you a winner. Well, that came out wrong, but you know what I mean. And everybody who enters the contest is qualified for that Minnesota-Green Bay game in November with indoor club seats. Now, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure that that means if you want a bratwurst, somebody can get it for you. Don't hold me to that. If you want a hot chocolate or some other beverage, perhaps one that is colder, I'm pretty sure there are people that will do that for you. You want to win those tickets now, don't you? Stick around. The next keyword coming shortly after 7 o'clock here on 97.9 WGBW.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top quality promotional materials like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota right here in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us and go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW.
You know what I mean? Oh, you gotta treat her like
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Another farmer's market on Washington Street Saturday.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world. And in every port, I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty senorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. If you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
That just three chords could sound so good, did you? Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you. Some hand in hand, just what I'm going through, they can understand. Some try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be, you will be in the end. And I love
white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I've always missed, with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say.
But then you already knew that. On the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Connie Freeman will be in with the news in just a couple of minutes. And next hour, Mary Rohde from On Broadway joins us talking about a big event that's happening this Saturday. And this sounds like a really cool one for the whole family. So that's all ahead. Plus another statewide keyword so that you have another chance to win with the Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. All that ahead. It's another action-packed thrill-a-minute program on WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. There's another push in Wisconsin to legalize medical marijuana. It's being led by three Republican lawmakers who will need to convince members of their own party to support the legislation after several previous attempts to pass it dating back to 2019 failed. Supporters of this bill say it's not a step toward legalizing recreational use, but strictly about preventing people who need it medically from breaking the law or having to travel out of state to fill a prescription. While there are smoke shops across Wisconsin, right now there are no places selling legalized medical marijuana. If you ever take the Amtrak Thruway I-41 bus from Milwaukee up through the Fox Valley to Green Bay, you'll need to make alternate plans as of yesterday. Because of funding gaps in the new biennial budget, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation was unable to renew its contract with the service provider. The Thruway bus service has offered two round-trip trips between Green Bay and Milwaukee daily, with stops in Appleton and two stops in Oshkosh. These trips were timed to connect with the Milwaukee Intermodal Station's Hiawatha train. Jane Goodall, famed
with heifer replacement numbers expected to keep dropping,
Goodall's research on chimpanzees to change their understanding of our closest relatives. Goodall was only 26 years old when she entered the jungles of Tanzania to study chimps.
Supporters of this bill say it's not a step toward legalizing recreational use.
Goodall died of natural causes while in California,
but strictly about preventing people who need it medically
from
the
breaking
States,
the law
according
or having to travel out of state to fill a prescription.
Jane Goodall,
while there are smoke shops
old,
across Wisconsin, right now there are no places selling legalized medical marijuana. If you ever take the Amtrak Thruway I-41 bus from Milwaukee up through the Fox Valley to Green Bay, you'll need to make alternate plans as of yesterday. Because of funding gaps in the new biennial budget, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation was unable to renew its contract with the service provider. The Thruway bus service has offered two round-trip trips between Green Bay and Milwaukee daily, with stops in Appleton and two stops in Oshkosh. These trips were timed to connect with the Milwaukee Intermodal Station's Hiawatha train. Jane Goodall, famed primatologist and conservationist, has died. Goodall's research on chimpanzees changed the understanding of our closest relative. Goodall was only 26 years old when she entered the jungles of Tanzania to study chimps. Her research would continue for the next six decades. Goodall died of natural causes while in California on a speaking tour of the United States, according to the institute she founded. Jane Goodall was 91 years old. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
World Dairy Expo truly is Wisconsin's time to shine as America's dairyland. It's the meeting place for the global dairy industry. The State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection also gets involved as it welcomes international delegates to the state to further relationships between dairy sectors. I'm Stephanie Hoff, along with you here on the Midwest Farm Report. We're checking in with DATCAP Secretary Randy Romanski after the break.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection Secretary Randy Romanski tells us about the international connections made here in Wisconsin at World Dairy Expo.
We had five groups come into DATCAP yesterday from Central Asia, Turkey, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Armenia. Five groups in yesterday. Morocco is going to be here this week, which is great. We actually did a trade mission to Morocco from DATCAP, and as a result of that, established some communication, some relationships, invited people here, and they're going to be here. And that's very exciting that we see that kind of turnaround. But there are always delegations here from Central and South America, Southeast Asia delegations will be coming through, all with a great way of showcasing Wisconsin dairy and making those connections for Wisconsin farmers and businesses.
Secretary Randy Romanski along with us. I've got more agribusiness news on the way.
There's only one silage brand that's been raising the bar for over 30 years.
There's only one silage seed lineup that's been designed, selected, and tested for optimal performance in Midwestern soils and conditions, and enjoyed by millions of cows across the region. You might be hearing about a lot of newcomers who promise more milk per ton and more tonnage per acre, but there's only one you should trust. Dairyland Seed High DF. Discover the High DF difference at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
Wisconsin really took the cake during the international Guernsey shows at World Dairy Expo. Cadence Farms Lovely was the winning six-year-old and older cow. She was named Grand Champion and Senior Champion of the International Guernsey Show. Lovely belongs to Cadence Farms of New Glarus. In the International Junior Guernsey Show, New Glarus was in the spotlight again as natives Brittany Taylor and Layla Schuler exhibited the Grand Champion and Intermediate Champion Donnybrook Ammo Stevie, the top of the senior three-year-old cow class. From World Dairy Expo at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff. Green
Bay weather. This sunny, warm, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days, but we will feel a lot more like fall by next week. Today, though, sunny, high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
News, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, said Dan. Pass the word, spread us around, will you? Well, you know what I mean.
picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
That song was so different from everything else when it came out in 1966. And the flip side of that 45 was entirely different than that song, Yellow Submarine. I'm Dan Marcus. Good morning. 58 degrees, 644. Now, next month, we're going to enjoy in the studio Mary Rohde, who is with On Broadway. On Broadway is putting together a great festival this weekend on Saturday. And I'll let her give you all the details. But it's a great family event with inflatables and a petting zoo and horse-drawn hay rides. Fall Fest is on the way. And the where and when and maybe even the why coming along when Mary joins us next hour here on 97.9 WGBW.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. I'd be with you.
station you don't have to be afraid to let the kids listen to. 97.9 WGBW.
All the world over sun, easy to see.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Another multi-state keyword that could win you $200 and gold jewelry. Green and gold. It's coming right after 7 o'clock here.
Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll.
It's all because
your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. We'll be right back.
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Newman did Something in the Air. Good morning, I'm Dan Marcus. Connie Feldman has the news in just a matter of minutes here. Right now, 657, 58 degrees from the Civic Media Studios in downtown Green Bay on Washington Street. WGBW.
You ask me if there'll come a time when I grow tired. say you fear I'll change my mind. I won't require you. Never mind, love.
Never mind, love.
Never mind, love.
How can you think love will end when I've asked you to spend your whole
News. I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Greater Manchester, England now say at least two people were killed and three others are in serious condition in a car ramming and stabbing outside a synagogue. Esther Aronson was one of those at the synagogue on this Yom Kippur.
Being an auspicious high holy day, we've all fasted since 6:30 last night. You want to feel secure. You want to be able to go to places and feel that you can just walk around.
The police shot the suspect, it's believed, killing him. The king and queen told of the attack today said they were deeply shocked and saddened on such a significant day for the Jewish community. Israeli Navy forces have boarded most of the vessels manned by activists bringing supplies to Gaza. Those on board taken to Israel, it's believed to be deported. Hamas still considering its response to the 20-point peace proposal put forth by the U.S. The federal government still shut down. President Trump says the government could begin firing